7 types of women you should never trust. In this video, we delve into the ancient wisdom of Stoicism, as taught by Marcus Aurelius, to identify the red flags and toxic behaviors that you need to watch out for. We'll explore the different types of women that can cause chaos in your life and how to avoid falling into their traps. By understanding the teachings of Stoicism, you'll learn how to protect your peace of mind and maintain your inner strength. Type 1. Chronic liars. In our pursuit of truth and virtue, chronic liars are among the most dangerous individuals we can encounter. Marcus Aurelius teaches us that truth is a fundamental pillar of a virtuous life. Chronic liars, however, weave a web of deceit that undermines trust and corrodes the foundation of any relationship. A chronic liar, by nature, distorts reality. They fabricate stories, exaggerate events, and conceal facts to manipulate perceptions. This behavior stems from a deep-seated insecurity and a desire to control others. As Marcus Aurelius emphasizes in his Meditations, we must remain steadfast in our commitment to truth and integrity. By recognizing the signs of chronic lying, we can protect ourselves from the corrosive effects of deception. Consider the following signs of chronic lying: inconsistent stories, frequent contradictions, and a tendency to avoid direct answers. These individuals often cover their lies with more lies, creating a complex web that eventually collapses under scrutiny. It's essential to trust your instincts and seek clarity when faced with such behavior. Marcus Aurelius advises us to embrace rationality and discernment in all our interactions. By doing so, we can distance ourselves from those who perpetuate falsehoods. To navigate relationships with chronic liars, practice patience and observe their behavior over time. Seek consistency in their words and actions. If discrepancies arise, confront them calmly and seek honest explanations. Marcus Aurelius reminds us to approach such situations with a calm and rational mind, free from anger or frustration. By adhering to these principles, we can protect our integrity and maintain relationships built on trust. By recognizing their patterns and adhering to the Stoic principles of truth and integrity, we can safeguard ourselves from their deceitful influence. Type 2. Deceptive behavior. Deceptive behavior is another trait that Marcus Aurelius warns us to be vigilant against. Deception, in its various forms, erodes trust and fosters an environment of manipulation and dishonesty. As seekers of virtue, we must cultivate the ability to discern deceptive behavior and protect ourselves from its harmful effects. Deceptive individuals often employ subtle tactics to mislead others. They may use flattery, charm, or manipulation to achieve their goals. Marcus Aurelius teaches us to remain grounded in our principles and not be swayed by superficial allure. By understanding the nature of deception, we can better guard against its influence. One common form of deceptive behavior is gaslighting. Gaslighters distort reality to make others doubt their perceptions and sanity. They may deny events, twist facts, or shift blame to maintain control. Recognizing gaslighting requires a strong sense of self-awareness and confidence in one's perception of reality. Marcus Aurelius advises us to cultivate a strong inner compass, guided by reason and virtue, to navigate such situations. Another form of deception is the use of half-truths or selective disclosure. Deceptive individuals may reveal only parts of the truth to manipulate others' understanding. This tactic creates a false sense of transparency while concealing crucial information. To counter this, we must practice thorough inquiry and seek comprehensive understanding. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to question appearances and delve deeper into the essence of matters. Deceptive behavior also manifests in insincere promises and false commitments. Individuals who engage in such behavior often make grand promises without any intention of fulfilling them. They exploit others' trust and goodwill for their gain. Marcus Aurelius teaches us to value actions over words and to judge individuals by their deeds rather than their promises. To navigate relationships with deceptive individuals, practice vigilance and maintain healthy boundaries. Seek clarity and verify information when in doubt. Trust actions over words and observe patterns of behavior. Marcus Aurelius reminds us to remain calm and composed in the face of deception, using reason and discernment to guide our actions. By recognizing the signs of deception and adhering to Stoic principles of reason and virtue, we can protect ourselves from its harmful influence. Type 3. Abusers. Abusive individuals represent a profound threat to our well-being and sense of self. Marcus Aurelius' teachings emphasize the importance of maintaining our dignity and self-respect. Abusers, however, seek to undermine these qualities through physical, emotional, or psychological harm. Understanding the nature of abuse and recognizing its signs is crucial for protecting ourselves and fostering healthy relationships. Abusers often employ tactics of control, manipulation, and intimidation to exert power over their victims. They may use physical violence, verbal assaults, or emotional manipulation to instill fear and dependency. Marcus Aurelius teaches us to remain steadfast in our principles and not allow others to diminish our self-worth. By recognizing the signs of abuse, we can take proactive steps to safeguard our well-being. One common form of abuse is emotional manipulation. Abusers may use guilt, shame, or humiliation to control their victims. They may isolate their victims from friends and family to increase their dependency. Recognizing emotional manipulation requires self-awareness and a strong sense of self-worth. Marcus Aurelius advises us to cultivate inner strength and resilience, guided by reason and virtue. Physical abuse is another severe form of harm. It involves any form of physical violence or coercion. Recognizing physical abuse is often more straightforward, but escaping its grip requires courage and support. Marcus Aurelius reminds us to seek help and not suffer in silence. Surrounding ourselves with supportive individuals and seeking professional assistance can provide the strength needed to break free from abusive relationships. Psychological abuse involves tactics such as gaslighting, mind games, and manipulation. Abusers may distort reality, undermine confidence, and induce self-doubt. Recognizing psychological abuse requires a strong sense of self-awareness and confidence in one's perception of reality. Marcus Aurelius teaches us to remain grounded in reason and virtue, resisting attempts to erode our sense of self. To navigate relationships with abusers, prioritize your safety and well-being. Seek support from trusted friends, family, or professionals. Establish healthy boundaries and refuse to tolerate any form of abuse. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to embrace our inner strength and not allow others to diminish our dignity. By adhering to these principles, we can protect ourselves from the harmful influence of abusers. By recognizing the signs of abuse and adhering to Stoic principles of reason and virtue, we can protect ourselves and foster healthier relationships. Type 4. Controllers. Controllers are individuals who seek to dominate and manipulate others to fulfill their own desires. Marcus Aurelius' teachings emphasize the importance of autonomy and self-determination. Controllers, however, undermine these qualities by imposing their will on others. Understanding the nature of control and recognizing its signs is crucial for maintaining healthy relationships and personal freedom. Controllers often use tactics such as manipulation, coercion, and intimidation to exert power over others. They may dictate decisions, restrict freedoms, and undermine autonomy. Marcus Aurelius teaches us to remain steadfast in our principles and not allow others to infringe upon our autonomy. By recognizing the signs of control, we can take proactive steps to safeguard our personal freedom. One common form of control is micromanagement. Controllers may dictate every aspect of their victims' lives, leaving little room for independent thought or action. Recognizing micromanagement requires self-awareness and confidence in one's abilities. Marcus Aurelius advises us to cultivate inner strength and resilience, guided by reason and virtue. Controllers may also use guilt, shame, or fear to manipulate others into compliance. They may exploit vulnerabilities and insecurities to maintain control. Recognizing emotional manipulation requires a strong sense of self-worth and confidence in one's values. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to embrace our inner strength and not allow others to diminish our autonomy. Another form of control is isolation. Controllers may isolate their victims from friends, family, or support networks to increase dependency. Recognizing isolation tactics requires awareness of one's social environment and a commitment to maintaining healthy relationships. Marcus Aurelius teaches us to surround ourselves with supportive individuals and seek diverse perspectives. To navigate relationships with controllers, prioritize your autonomy and well-being. Establish healthy boundaries and assert your right to make independent decisions. Seek support from trusted friends, family, or professionals. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to embrace our inner strength and not allow others to infringe upon our autonomy. By adhering to these principles, we can protect ourselves from the harmful influence of controllers. By recognizing the signs of control and adhering to Stoic principles of reason and virtue, we can protect our autonomy and foster healthier relationships. Type 5. Those who badmouth others. Individuals who constantly badmouth others are toxic and detrimental to our well-being. Marcus Aurelius' teachings emphasize the importance of maintaining a positive and virtuous mindset. Those who engage in gossip and slander, however, foster negativity and distrust. Understanding the nature of this behavior and recognizing its signs is crucial for maintaining a healthy and positive environment. Badmouthing others involves spreading gossip, rumors, or negative comments about individuals who are not present. This behavior often stems from insecurity, jealousy, or a desire to elevate oneself by demeaning others. Marcus Aurelius teaches us to focus on our virtues and not be swayed by the negativity of others. By recognizing the signs of badmouthing, we can protect ourselves from its harmful influence. One common form of badmouthing is gossip. Gossipers spread rumors and unverified information to create drama and tension. Recognizing gossip requires discernment and a commitment to truth. Marcus Aurelius advises us to avoid engaging in gossip and to seek truth and virtue in our interactions. Badmouthing also involves making derogatory comments or insults about others. This behavior creates a toxic environment and fosters distrust. Recognizing derogatory behavior requires self-awareness and a commitment to maintaining a positive mindset. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to focus on our virtues and not allow negativity to influence our thoughts and actions. Another form of badmouthing is character assassination. This involves spreading false or damaging information to ruin someone's reputation. Recognizing character assassination requires vigilance and a commitment to fairness and justice. Marcus Aurelius teaches us to remain grounded in reason and virtue, resisting attempts to undermine others. To navigate relationships with individuals who badmouth others, practice vigilance, and maintain healthy boundaries. Avoid engaging in gossip and negative conversations. Seek positive and virtuous interactions that uplift and inspire. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to embrace our inner strength and not allow negativity to influence our thoughts and actions. By recognizing the signs of this behavior and adhering to Stoic principles of reason and virtue, we can protect ourselves and maintain a positive environment. Type 6. Those who take but never give. Individuals who constantly take without giving back are detrimental to the balance and harmony of relationships. Marcus Aurelius' teachings emphasize the importance of reciprocity and mutual support. Those who exploit others' generosity, however, create an imbalance that undermines the foundation of any relationship. Understanding the nature of this behavior and recognizing its signs is crucial for maintaining healthy and equitable relationships. Individuals who take but never give often exhibit a sense of entitlement. They expect others to fulfill their needs without offering anything in return. This behavior stems from selfishness and a lack of empathy. Marcus Aurelius teaches us to cultivate generosity and reciprocity in our interactions. By recognizing the signs of this behavior, we can protect ourselves from being exploited. One common form of this behavior is emotional dependency. Individuals may rely heavily on others for emotional support without reciprocating. Recognizing emotional dependency requires self-awareness and a commitment to maintaining healthy boundaries. Marcus Aurelius advises us to cultivate inner strength and resilience, guided by reason and virtue. Another form of this behavior is financial exploitation. Individuals may take advantage of others' generosity without offering anything in return. Recognizing financial exploitation requires vigilance and a commitment to fairness and equity. Marcus Aurelius teaches us to value reciprocity and mutual support in our relationships. Individuals who take but never give may also exhibit a lack of appreciation. They may take others' efforts and contributions for granted, failing to express gratitude or recognition. Recognizing a lack of appreciation requires self-awareness and a commitment to maintaining healthy and respectful. One common form of this behavior is triangulation. This involves manipulating relationships by creating a triangle of conflict between three individuals. Recognizing triangulation requires awareness and a commitment to maintaining harmony. Marcus Aurelius advises us to seek unity and avoid being drawn into conflicts. Individuals who try to pit you against others may also use false accusations or blame shifting to create division. They may exploit insecurities and fears to foster distrust. Recognizing false accusations requires vigilance and a commitment to fairness and justice. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to embrace our inner strength and not allow others to manipulate us. Another form of this behavior is instigating conflicts by exaggerating issues or spreading rumors. This creates an environment of tension and animosity. Recognizing instigation requires self-awareness and a commitment to maintaining a positive and harmonious environment. Marcus Aurelius teaches us to remain grounded in reason and virtue, resisting attempts to create conflict. To navigate relationships with individuals who try to pit you against others, practice vigilance and maintain healthy boundaries. Seek clarity and verify information before acting. Avoid being drawn into conflicts and seek to resolve issues through rational and virtuous means. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to embrace our inner strength and not allow others to manipulate us into conflict. By recognizing the signs of this behavior and adhering to Stoic principles of reason and virtue, we can protect ourselves and maintain healthy and harmonious relationships. In our journey through life, we encounter various individuals who may exhibit harmful behaviors that undermine our well-being and relationships. Marcus Aurelius' teachings offer timeless wisdom on how to navigate these challenges with reason, virtue, and inner strength. By recognizing the signs of chronic lying, deceptive behavior, abuse, control, badmouthing, exploitation, and divisiveness, we can protect ourselves and foster healthier relationships. Let us embrace the teachings of Marcus Aurelius and strive for a life of virtue and integrity. By adhering to Stoic principles and remaining steadfast in our commitment to truth, autonomy, and reciprocity, we can navigate the complexities of human interactions with wisdom and grace. May we cultivate relationships built on trust, respect, and mutual support, and may we continue to grow in our pursuit of a virtuous and fulfilling life.